Track 16, Unit 4, Listening 1, The World's Most Dangerous Jobs.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to World of Work. In this week's podcast, we look at the most dangerous jobs in the world. Now, we all know that many jobs come with health risks. If you sit in front of a computer or in an office all day, you run the risk of getting stress, eye strain, and back problems. But some jobs are much more dangerous and can, in fact, kill you. Crashing into a fiery explosion, being crushed by heavy equipment, or falling from a great height are on-the-job dangers that many workers face every single day. Joining us in the studio is Dr. Michael White, an expert on risky jobs from California. Based on his own research and figures worldwide, he has recently drawn up a list of the most dangerous jobs in the world, and he is going to share some of them with us today. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
So, let's get started. The first job you have on your list is, quite frankly, one I had never even considered. Fisherman?
That's right, Peter. Being a fisherman is an extremely dangerous job. According to the United Nations Fisheries and Aquaculture Department, it's probably the most dangerous job in the world. Data collected from countries show that occupational fatalities in fishing industries far exceed the national average. For example, in Australia, the fatality rate for fishers is 143 per 100,000, compared with 8.1 per 100,000 nationally. In the USA, the fatality rates for fishers is 25 to 30 times the national average. These figures are not only high, but they are not going down either. In fact, according to the United Nations Fisheries Department, they may be rising.
Why is it so dangerous? Why so many fatalities?
The danger comes from hauling nets or cages that weigh hundreds of pounds. This in itself poses great risks. But now imagine the same with ice-cold waves, wind, and heavy rain hitting you from all sides.
Not to mention the risk of drowning, I suppose.
Yes, exactly.
So fishing can be considered a very dangerous pursuit indeed. What next?
Well, although this does not rank quite as high in the U.S., it's certainly a very high-risk job in many other countries. Window cleaners.
Window cleaners?
Yes. Especially the people who clean the outside of windows on tall skyscrapers. Frankly, you would need nerves of steel to do this job. High winds and surfaces slippery with soapy water can, of course, cause you to fall, which is the main cause of death in this profession. That being said, it's very hard to get statistics worldwide on window cleaning, as in many countries, it's an unregulated profession.
Every time I see someone cleaning one of those very tall buildings on the outside, it always makes me nervous.
Yes, me too. But curiously, the majority of accidents with window cleaners come from falling off a ladder while cleaning windows that are not so high off the ground. The misuse of ladders is one of the leading causes of fall-related injuries and deaths, according to the International Window Cleaning Association.
Really?
Yes. And this number could be reduced by offering safety training to people responsible for setting up window cleaning equipment. The issue of safety training is one that comes up again and again in many dangerous professions like window cleaning or construction. Window cleaners suffer many of the same risks as those working on construction sites. Construction work is also very dangerous for falls and accidents.
I can imagine so.
The next job on the list is also one that many people don't consider automatically as a dangerous one. It's loggers.
Loggers? People who cut down trees? Why is that so dangerous?
Well, loggers work on unstable, uneven terrain, such as mountain slopes. They are also working at great heights with chainsaws and logging machines that are dangerous even when used properly. Add to that the need to watch out for the momentum and massive weight of a huge falling branch or an entire tree. This work has to take place in all kinds of weather, and if a tree is not cut down properly, it can come crashing down in a completely different direction and roll violently down a slope, crushing anyone in its path. Now, statistics for logging fatalities are not as high as those of fisheries or construction, but it can still be classified as a high-risk occupation and regularly makes the lists of dangerous occupations by bodies such as the United States Labor Bureau.
Well, here I was thinking you would be talking about bodyguards, stuntmen, spies, or other jobs like that. Instead, we're discussing fishing, logging, construction, and window cleaning.
Don't get me wrong. It's safe to say that those other jobs you mentioned also entail risks. But there are, in fact, far fewer accidents in those areas than in more mundane professions I've been outlining. There is considerably less glamour and lots more danger.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.